This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiaoyi. This is the second part of our mini-series on obesity and cardiovascular health. In the first episode, we heard from Saw Bee Suan, senior dietitian from Sunway Medical Center, about how the Malaysian diet and our eating habits are intricately linked with our body weight. We know that excessive body weight increases the risk of cardiovascular disease. However, weight loss is a difficult process and seeking medical treatment is not always easy. I'm here in Sunway Medical Center today to speak to Dr. Muhammad Kamal bin Muhammad Arshad, consultant cardiologist, to uncover why some obese individuals feel intimidated by the healthcare system. Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Kamal. Perhaps we can start by looking at why obese individuals feel uncomfortable to come forward for treatment and medical advice.
Okay, there's multiple reasons for that. Sometimes it's, they have low self-esteem and may be embarrassed with the condition, so they don't want to seek help. And also sometimes they're worried about the perception of other people, even in health, even by healthcare professionals, you know, whether there's sometimes, whether we want to admit it or not, sometimes when obese people come to hospital, there is a kind of a weight bias where, you know, if you are a certain weight, then, you know, you are treated differently. So that's something that they worry about. And sometimes if the obese person, on the other extreme, do not see their weight as a problem. So sometimes they don't seek help themselves. But they do seek help usually for other medical conditions. So sometimes it's the fault of the health professional where they come in and they're seeking help for other condition and we just treat the other condition. For example, they treat their blood pressure, but we don't address their obesity. So in a way, we are guilty of that somewhat.
When you say that sometimes it's to do with the attitude of the healthcare professionals, what are some examples that would be considered fat shaming of patients? And how should healthcare professionals deal with that or adopt a better attitude?
Yeah, sometimes we judge, you know, so when they come in and we immediately think that, okay, you're not doing exercise, you're not looking after yourself because you are lazy or you have that kind of perception sometimes. And also when they come into clinic, sometimes staff are not aware of certain things that can make them embarrassed. For example, if you want to weigh them, for example, if patient's weight is above a certain amount, for example, more than 150 kilograms, for example, the weight scales in clinic may not be able to sustain that weight, so they have to go to another weighing machine, which can take a heavy weight, and that weighing machine sometimes is further away, sometimes it's in the storeroom, sometimes it's in the loading dock of the hospital. So, you know, the other things is, for example, you ask them to change to a gown for examination, but the gown that you have is too small, so they have to come out and ask, can you have a bigger gown, and things like that. So that essentially embarrasses the patient, and this should... this health professional should be more aware of that and provide adequate equipment, provide adequate clothing before the patient have to ask for it. So these are all things that can be done to minimize the sort of shaming of the patient. Sometimes we don't do it. I mean, it's not done, purposely done, but sometimes if you don't think about it, then patient may suffer from it and they may not seek treatment next time.
Like you said, one misconception is that they are overweight because they are lazy and they don't want to exercise. Another perception, rather, is that obesity is caused simply by overeating. But there could be other conditions leading to them being overweight. And what are some of these metabolic conditions that could be a factor?
Okay, so there are other conditions that can cause obesity. Although the majority of cases is still due to overeating and lack of exercise, and also basically you're taking more energy than you are spending. But the other causes, the metabolic causes of obesity include hypothyroid or an underactive thyroid. You can have polycystic ovaries, some Cushing syndrome, certain conditions, and also medications, if patients are on steroids, for example, and steroids can cause you to gain weight. There are also other things like psychological factors, psychological conditions where, it's due to, depression and things like that, which can also contribute. And also genetics play a role as well. But still, the main reason for overweight is still overeating and less exercise. But of course, we have to keep in mind of the other causes of obesity.
That was Dr. Muhammad Kamal bin Muhammad Arshad, consultant cardiologist from Sunway Medical Center. Tomorrow, we will find out more from Dr. Kamal about the relationship between obesity and cardiovascular health. If you missed any part of this show, you can download the podcast on our BFM app. You've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.